This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court said President Biden exceeded his legal authority when he tried to eliminate or shrink federal student loans. Mr. Biden still does not think so.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden said the high court got it wrong.
I think the court misinterpreted the Constitution.
Mr. Biden said borrowers will get 12 months to make payments on federally insured loans before they're reported as being in default. And he said he'll use every tool at his disposal to give relief to Americans burdened by student loans.
We're not going to waste any time on this. We're getting moving on it. It's going to take longer, but we're getting at it right away.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The White House was also sharply critical of the other last-day ruling from the high court, one that said a Colorado web designer claiming religious belief and freedom of speech trumped Colorado anti-discrimination law, as she argued against having to do work for same-sex couples.
It chips away at a long-standing laws that protect all Americans against discrimination in public accommodation, including people of color, people with disabilities, and people of faith, and women.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Traveling this long holiday weekend, well, good luck.
The line for security screening stretched all the way through the baggage claim here at Oakland International.
I was shocked. Like, we saw it right here, but then it just kept winding around. So it was a little bit concerning.
The Pulvers were flying to Tennessee to visit family for the 4th of July. They didn't realize they'd pick the busiest travel day of the Independence Day holiday.
It's a little stressful. At least we got here an hour early, but we're kind of like, we don't know if we'll make it.
Hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled as airlines struggle with bad weather and ongoing staffing problems. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Overseas, riots continue in France linked to the deadly police shooting of a teenager earlier this week. The BBC's Sue Montgomery.
Police in France's second city, Marseille, say they arrested 80 more protesters on Friday. They said rioters had also looted a gun store, taking several hunting rifles.
French President Macron's asking parents to keep children off the streets. He blamed social media for fueling that unrest. On the business page, Apple now the first publicly traded company to close a trading day with a $3 trillion market value. That marks another milestone for a technology juggernaut that has reshaped society with its famous products.
It's amazing to think that Apple could start as a computer maker, nearly go bankrupt, and then grow into this behemoth of the tech industry.
That is tech analyst Ian Sher. And it was a pretty big finish on Wall Street, both for the week and the first half of the year. The Dow closed up 285 points, S&P up 54. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954. 1186.
All in to win. Jim Grass Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday
to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Is online harassment getting worse? Like, it's always been bad, but does it feel, in your experience of Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, wherever you find yourself socializing on the interwebs, do you see more? Because I know a lot of people, when you're online, it's some crazy statistic of like 90% of people who are online are purveyors. They're not necessarily contributing. They're reading stuff.
Sure.
So if you're not someone who's like me, who willingly puts themselves on the internet, do you notice? Do you feel like things are getting more toxic? If you are someone who typically leaves comments or puts your own things out into the world, do you feel like you're getting more hateful things back? But in general, do you think or do you feel like online harassment is getting worse? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And of course, we're not willfully ignoring the Supreme Court decisions that just came down again for the second day of the row.
Yes.
While I was in the car driving to work. But we actually have UW professor Howard Schwaber is coming here at 11 o'clock, and we are going to talk about ramifications of yesterday's ruling on affirmative action, but then also today's ruling on, I think because of our experience from last year, maybe not surprising, but still, the wedding cake one, the wedding website one is wild to me because I did look into what we said at the end of the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That the apparently no one did due diligence in the request of this woman to make a website for him and his fiance. No one like picked up to verify that this person was real and the request was real until literally this year when the New Republic reported that they called the person, Stewart is how they're reported. They didn't want to put his last name out. Who at the time that the request was made was married to a woman and is actually a graphic designer himself. And so why would he ever need a graphic designer who lives in Colorado when he was living in San Francisco? And now we have this ruling that it's done, that the in 6-3, the Supreme Court has decided that she can not make a website based on religious beliefs. And additionally, they've also said that the Biden student loan forgiveness program is also not legal. So there's a lot to unpack there. And because I haven't necessarily had a ton of time to read it before we got on air this morning, I'm looking forward to talking about that at 11 o'clock with Professor Schwieber. But for now, I wanted to talk about getting your thoughts on, is online harassment getting worse? Because over half of Americans surveyed in the last year reported facing online harassment and hate during their lifetime, including more than 75% of transgender respondents. Advocacy group Anti-Defamation League has said on Wednesday. So this is ADL's fifth annual survey, and it showed reports that online harassment and hate over the last 12 months increased within almost every demographic group.
Wow.
And 52% of the survey respondents reported having faced online harassment, compared to 40% in the survey's previous year. And as you might imagine, the rate of harassment stood at 76% for transgender people, 26% of Jewish respondents said yes, 38% of Black respondents, 38% of Muslims. So still, visible minorities as far as what you can tell what someone might be when you're looking at their profile. And it was just, it struck me. Because I've found myself, again, as someone who does put themselves and their opinions online, I have noticed recently, specifically on Twitter, I'm much less interested in engaging on there.
Really?
And I can't put my finger on why. And it's not because I don't think I have thick skin, because as I said this before, pretty much live by the motto of don't take criticism from people you wouldn't take advice from. And when it's an anonymous person who doesn't have a real name or a real picture, it's like, oh, how brave of you to criticize me. I'm very self-conscious of being wrong and being corrected by someone in like the comments. They're like, no, like this is like, they fact check me. And I'm like, oh man,
whoops.
Should I take this down entirely? But as far as being criticized for what my take is and someone disagreeing with me, like I never find that to be, bothersome. I mean, harassment. But it's more of like watching the discourse. It's not even like on Twitter for me, it's like, it's not even so much been stuff directed at me so much as like getting on there and seeing in general what people are saying to each other. Like when I'm reading other people's, like good friend Dan Schaefer, who's very active on Twitter, seeing the stuff that people say to him, or the objections they have to his takes on stuff, and just like how ugly it gets. And also there are so many people who have strong opinions from anonymous accounts, and like it just seems exhausting. And so I've just found myself wanting, like, instead, much more wanting to, like, make a video and post it and let people comment versus, engage on Twitter. And so if I'm feeling like that, I'm just so curious if other people are feeling similarly. And that if this feels like this rings true, that online harassment feels like it's getting worse. 844-967-2789. Jane Van Air, how are you doing this morning?
I am okay. How about yourself?
Good.
Good.
Fine.
Disappointed by these decisions from the Supremes.
Yeah.
But again, we're going to talk about that next hour.
Are you more disappointed than yesterday? Does it feel different?
It just is so indicative of the larger plan to move us backwards.
Especially because a lot of these cases come from the same group.
Yeah.
Are being brought by, what's the name of that group? It's the same group who was behind Dobbs last year, is the same group that is behind the Mifepristone case that will probably inevitably make it to the Supreme Court. It's the same group that is behind the website case. And what I just find wild is the fact that this decision may have just been made, and it wasn't even a real request.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical situation.
Because in comparison to the wedding cake case from, I'm blanking on what year that happened, but there was a real couple that told their side of the story, and it was two actual parties who were invested on one side versus the other versus this thing that is entire hypothetical. And I think, am I remembering this right? That she hasn't actually even made a wedding website ever?
Oh, that I'm not sure of. But that would play right along with this.
Yeah. The whole thing is bonkers as far as the reality of, is this a real case? And yet now we've made this law and thrown out precedent because of it.
And how is that legal?
I guess this is why I don't want to talk about it now, because this is why I want to talk about Howard when Howard gets here.
Well, ask Howard why.
And so, but at the for the topic at hand, do you, because you don't put a lot on the internet.
I don't.
You're one of those purveyors, though.
Yes, yes.
So what do you feel like you see when you're...
Well, certainly Twitter has gotten worse since Elmo took over.
And that's the thing. Has it objectively, how do we measure if it objectively gotten worse, or you just feel like it's gotten worse? Like, because I feel like it has, but I can't put my finger on explaining why.
Well, it's just the things that are showing up in my feed now that I never wanted to see.
Hmm.
And all it's like, why are you here? And why are you here? And as you said, I don't post a lot of things. But I just feel like the discourse in this country over the last 5 years has degraded, and the insults and the name calling and I think we can thank Donald Trump for that.
Has it degraded, or is it just more public?
I think it's both. I think it has both degraded, and it is, people aren't afraid to say horrible things out loud anymore.
But when, like, I just, because I wonder, were they always saying these things? They just didn't have a platform to say them. Because if you think about it, like, there was not so long ago that people were actively lynching people, right? Like, this is a violent country that has had violent, like, intentions, and you know, the ability to hate other groups has been strong for a very long time. They're just only since in the last 25 years, you could say it out loud for strangers to read. And so it's like, is this who we've always been? Or is it like, has it really gone down? Or is it just the things that people used to say privately, they can say very, very publicly?
And that's it. What they used to, they might have thought it and shared it with a certain circle, but you wouldn't say it in you know, public company. And now I think that filter is gone.
I still have that filter. Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Is online harassment getting worse in your opinion, in your experience? 844-96-PARTY. We also have some Brewers tickets for Wednesday, not for Monday, but for Wednesday, for the night game at 7:10 p.m. against the Cubs at home. So when we come back, we will also be giving those tickets away. So if you would like to go to next week's game, get that dialing finger ready. I have a fun one today. Fun trivia that I think should be easy, but we'll find out. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 64. Mostly sunny on your Saturday, we'll see a high of 86. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, 62 the low. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 87. For Monday, sunny with a high around 91.
Currently, 66 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing, you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinair. And we are asking, is online harassment getting worse and taking your calls? But before we get back to that question, we have some Brewers tickets to give away. The crew is hosting the Chicago Cubs next week, and we have tickets for Wednesday's game. The first pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Hopefully the air will be clear by then. I think it's a little better today.
Yeah, it's a little better.
We have these tickets because of Civic Media's flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, which you can listen to throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE, News from the Center, in Richland Center, that is 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And we have a caller already, Jane?
We do. We have Joy on the phone from Pulaski. Good morning, Joy. What do you think?
Good morning. I think... In regard to the harassment, I think it's gotten bad because there's tools to do it. Our society as a whole, you could think that, and then, well, some people would say it out loud, and some people would just give you the look. So now they can sit at home and give people the look through the computer. So it's kind of, I think it's gotten worse where most people wouldn't come out and said things. I just think it's gotten worse.
Yeah, absolutely. And then did you also want to play for the Brewers tickets?
Yes. I want to try.
All right.
I am in a vehicle, so if you can't hear me.
Oh, no, you sound great. You sound great, Joy. All right. So I only found out who this person was this morning because of our dear friend Greg Bach. But what was Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Rolly Fingers known for?
Think about his face.
Think of his face. It's his looks. I'll give you a big clue. What was, like, aesthetically his signature look?
I don't know, the smirk.
He had a big bushy thing on his upper lip.
Mustache!
Yay, Joy!
Good job, Joy. Yeah, so Greg was here. And I said, what's a fun trivia question I could do for the Brewers tickets? And he asked something very specific about Rolly Fingers. And I was like, I don't even know who that is. Or Rolly Fingers?
Rolly.
And he was so disappointed in me. I don't think I've ever seen Greg Bach more disappointed in me that I didn't know who Rolly Fingers was. And so then I looked him up. I was like, oh, well, he has like a mustache that curled, like, is like swirls to the side. I was like, I'll just ask what he was known for.
Yeah, they curled them back then. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, Joy.
I've seen them.
Well, perfect. So then when Jane will get your information.
If you can hang on for just a couple minutes, Joy.
Yep, and then we'll get you those tickets for the Brewers game next week. Thanks for the call, Joy.
Don't go away. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in about whether or not online harassment has gotten worse. From the 414, Kristen, could you or anyone else please explain to me how a Christian can't be forced to make a cake or a website, but I am forced to pay for someone to go to a religious school by forcing my tax dollars, paying for the tuition through a so-called voucher program. How can this not be a violation of something? We're going to get to that next hour.
Bookmark that question, because that is a really interesting legal question to ask Professor Schwieber, because that is very interesting.
And also from the 414, I think online lying has skyrocketed since 2016. The untruths and half-truths and lies of omission put forward by Republicans and anti-climate change grifters is out of control.
Well, and it's interesting because we talked about that earlier this week as far as the AI revolution that's going to happen and what impact that's going to have on the election, and the fact that really, I mean, kind of as content moderation went up during, I would say, COVID, and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter pre-Elon was monitoring, or if not taking stuff down outright, putting flags on, hey, you may want to take this, like, here is where you can get credible information whenever, and this happened to me whenever I talked about vaccines and stuff like that. And I actually thought that was a good thing, but it seems like they are toning down.
Oh, yeah.
That, not, and it's not just Twitter. Like, I think YouTube has also made some decisions as far as what they will allow and what topics and talking about it in what matter. But then we also have a comment on the Facebook live stream from Tony Zimmerman. As a reminder, you can always watch this show along with listen to it on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. If you are on YouTube or Facebook, go ahead and give us, or I guess Twitter too, give us a follow at As Goes Wisconsin, and you can watch the show there. Tony says, I think people saying awful things publicly spiked with Trump in 2016. And now it has people who were sympathetic to those sentiments rethinking it. Because when they hear it out loud, it sounds worse than what it was in their heads. They also realize who the other people are who are saying it. And they are not great people. I could be completely wrong, though. And, you know, I think this was on Todd Albo's show, 1 to 3, across the Civic Media Network. Maybe last week, he has Trygve Olsen on from the Lincoln Project on, I think, once or twice a week. And, you know, Civic Media's good friend CJ, who calls into a lot of shows. Trygve said something about CJ. He's like, he's probably a fun person to grab a beer with. Because, you know, when he calls into our shows, he's, my words, a little antagonistic and wants to debate. And, you know, but I think it is also, when you are in person, sometimes those versus maybe even on the radio,
sure,
those conversations go differently. So it's like, is online harassment worse just because you're still, it's more of the antisocial behavior and the loneliness and like the isolation of it is, it's a lot easier to say those things when you don't have to look someone in the eye.
Oh, exactly. It's like obscene phone callers.
Which, I feel like that was before my time.
That's way before your time. But that, I equate this, these are the same people. The people who used to call me when I was working overnights at 3 o'clock in the morning and say horrible and disgusting things to me, these are the same people. Now they're just online.
Ugh, all right. Well, when we come back from the break, James Maloff is going to be here from WFHR for our Civic Media crossover. He's going to tell us what he thinks was the best, the worst, and the weirdest stories from this week. And then we got a little headline quiz at the bottom or the top of the hour before we go to the news. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Why you gotta be so?
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court says President Biden had no authority to try to forgive or lessen millions of federal student loans. His reaction, try again, using different legal justification.
I've directed my team to move as quickly as possible under the law. Just moments ago, Secretary Cardona took the first step to initiate that new approach. We're not going to waste any time on this. We're getting moving on it. It's going to take longer, We're getting at it right away.
The High Court also sided with a web designer who did not want to do web designs for same-sex couples, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This one is a setback because it basically says that individuals who feel that they have a different belief can discriminate.
In France, night number four of widespread rioting since the fatal police shooting of a teenager, President Emmanuel Macron, through an interpreter,
firmly condemn those who use this situation and this period to try and create disorder.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I say my hell is the closet. I'm stuck inside, can't see the light. And my heaven is a nice house in the sky. I got central heating and I'm alright.
Welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are very excited to have our next guest on for our crossover Civic Media Crossover Fridays. James Maloff is the host of Morning with WFHR on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, which airs 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. So he has had a half-hour bathroom coffee break, and then he's back on air with me right now. And he's also the host of Midday Magazine, Tuesday through Friday at from 3 to 4 p.m. on WFHR. And now there's a sports show on Monday?
Yeah, we do a sports show Mondays, 3 to 4, where we have calls. We take you And basically, Randy and I, when we're usually doing the show, we have a thought, and then the audience tells us where we really should go, and that's what we do.
Got it. Yeah. They always trust the audience and what they want to hear. I did Absolutely. That last night. I just made a TikTok last night. I was like, what do you want me to make content about? And lots of people told me.
Oh, did they?
So now I got a bunch of ideas. Sometimes right. they make it easy for you.
Yeah, they really do. They're co-producers, really.
So, James, I'm so happy to have you back on the show. I think it was back October... The last, maybe not the last time. Did you come on at all during Christmas when I was doing the show from WFHR?
Oh, yeah. No. It was in October.
It was in October. Okay.
Yeah. I do know, not to interrupt you, but I have to real quick, because if I don't get this in, my Jewish mother will not let me back in the house when I want to see her later. She's a big fan of yours.
Oh.
And she wanted me to say Mazel Tov to you. Congratulations.
Great.
Wanted to make sure to get that in.
Perfect.
I've done my job. Now the rest is all just, I can go ahead and coast the rest of the show, I guess.
Thank you, Mama Maloff. Is her last name Maloff as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Mama Maloff. All right. Well, I want to get to your thoughts on the best, worst, and weirdest stories of the week, but I guess quickly, do you, I know you're obviously on the radio. Are you online much? Are you a Twitter, a Instagrammer, Facebooker, or do you kind of steer clear?
I was listening to you both, and God, it's good. It's nice to be able to catch your show because I don't always get to. I'm usually recording another show or something.
Yeah, of course.
Especially so I can hear Jane's voice because it's one of my favorite in radio.
Oh. Now I have to send you money, but continue.
I'm just reading what you wrote. I'm just... I was listening to a little bit of what you guys were talking about, and it's interesting because Terry, CEO of the United Way, co-hosts with us sometimes. She and I were talking about this, and it seems I don't think that people are talking any differently than they used to before, the water cooler or something like that. I thought Jane brought up a nice thing there, and I remember this too, Jane. I'm old enough of the call-ins and that. I would say... It was before Trump. I'm not going to put it all on him or give him all the credit, but it certainly got in on fire with him. Mm-hmm. But even before him, I was, I'd say at least once a month getting an anti-Semitic email or something like that. And then it just kind of like blew up from there. And now instead of direct hitting me up directly, they will hit up my social media. They will, do what they're really doing, which is a dog that just wants to bark. I don't think if you really have something that you are passionate about and you really want change and you really want to be heard, you will go to the outlets that can actually do something. You guys have experienced this, maybe other places have too. When we have changes here at the network and there's an issue, they'll call up and they'll bug my Pam over here, our scheduler.
We love Pam.
Yeah, Pam's not in charge of that. It's like if you have a trouble with the gas price and you go in there and you complain to the clerk. The clerk didn't decide the gas price. Like, if you really want to be heard, go to the oil companies, go to the actual place, do your homework. You find out where people really stand on these things. And once that is clear to me, I've had my bandwidth just isn't what it used to be. I have 5 different shows I'm producing, creating content for, hosting. I've got kids and a family that I like to, I'm trying to have a life. I don't have the room, the bandwidth to deal with some of the nonsense, some of the dogs just barking. For me, I think that when they do reach out, I try to give it grace. I try to have some respect until they show me that who they really are. Yeah. If they don't, it's cool. I've had a lot of great conversations with listeners where we start out here and we meet up somewhere around here. I interview Senator Teston and Representative Krug once a month, and we don't see eye to eye, but we end every conversation either laughing or talking Brewers or something. I think that overall as a society, we're all on the same page for the most part, at least now, coming out of the pandemic, having some time to deal with these things, having a little bit of a break from Trump. Some of this stuff for now. I don't think that it's any different than it's ever been. I think that these people are just more emblazoned. And because of social media, they're able to connect. Somebody here in Rapids is connecting with somebody in another state that have a mutual feeling and stuff.
Yeah, that's a really good take, James. We're talking to James Maloff, who is the host of Mornings with WFHR on WFHR, along with, as he said, 5 other programs. Dude, busy guy up there.
I don't do it alone. I didn't want to sound like I did it alone, though.
No, of course not. We love everyone up at WFHR. All right. Well, this is the time of the week that we get your take on what you think And it can be local to Rapids. It can be the state. It can be the country. But get your best stories, worst stories, and weirdest stories of the week. So let's start with, what do you, James, think was the best story of the week?
Well, that was tough. There, we have a lot of like local great things going on here in the area that I wanted to touch on. But yesterday, we had a story about this 100-year-old woman. I want to make sure to get all this right. She's a doctor in Arizona named Gladys McCary. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about this.
She's 102 and she hasn't retired.
What? Wow.
This warrior has beaten cancer, gone through a divorce, seen a lot of friends and family pass away, but she still greets every day with a bunch of optimism. And she just published a new book called A Well-Lived Life. And she breaks down giving advice from your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 60s. Like, it's very cool. It's a very neat book. I can't wait to read. And there were just excerpts that we read and we're looking at. And I love when you can be inspired by strangers. When they're people that I'll probably never meet, this wonderful lady, but she's inspired me more than some people that I talk to all the time.
That's a great story. I didn't hear about that at all.
No, I didn't either.
That's 102 and hasn't retired. That is something.
And the book is, again, The Well-Lived Life by Gladys McCary.
Okay.
McGarry, I think, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, well then, what is the worst story of the week, in your opinion?
This is personal, I'm sorry. losing out on the Wheel of Fortune job to Ryan Seacrest, I think, is probably the toughest to swallow. I don't have a very good feeling about me being the next James Bond. I feel like I overestimated how much my name being James would help me in the auditions. I don't think that's going to go well. So I could choose that. I could choose some of the comments Senator Teston made yesterday about on the budget. That would be pretty easy to do.
Was he on the show yesterday?
No, but he, I don't know, he made some public comments about basically tax breaks and encouraging people from out of state wanting to move to Wisconsin, which is certainly important, but I would think that you'd want to take care of your people that are actually living here first with childcare and some other things. But above all that, I saw this story, and again, I don't think that a lot of people have seen this, that Adams County voted to stop garbage collection, leaving their neighbors very limited options. This is a big story around here, although I don't see a lot of TV coverage or anything on it. I did see one or two stories on it, but just one of those things that I know for me, when I first saw the headline and got reading the article, like, did not even realize this is something that could really happen. In a way. And we've been very spoiled here in Rapids, even through the pandemic, our garbage recycling picked up, on the dot. I think it's a noteworthy story to bring up for one, to be able to give credit to our garbage and recycling pickup people and the great work that they do day and week in and week out, but just also to bring some attention to Adams and what's going on there.
So wait, so I did not hear this. This feels like a big deal. Because so they vote. When did they vote on this?
I believe it was 2 weeks ago that they voted on this, and county officials said that while it may cause an inconvenience, it was something that they had to do. According to the director of solid waste and recycling, Charlie Kuhn, it's got to a point where it was just financially unviable for us to continue these services. They're relying too much on tax levy to support their operations. Essentially, not enough people or that, but it doesn't. When I look at our rural towns, when I look at our small towns, what's the one thing that we're trying to do so badly? Senator Teston talked on it yesterday, trying to bring new people to the state, trying to bring new people to these towns. I cannot imagine, no matter how much you want to move to Adams, that you're going to want to go somewhere like that where they have something like this going on that doesn't help your commerce. Whatever it's charging you to pay for this, I would think that the PR end of it, along with plenty of other angles that just involve good human decency, I would think that would come into play before you would get to this decision.
So did the county board vote on this? This was not something like the people voted on.
No. And certainly Adams doesn't have the residents as some of our towns do. And there are there's a guy, I want to get him right, Frank Frenetti, who has taken some action about this. He owns a business there. And he has a place to be able to dump his garbage, but he's worried about his residents and his friends and family around there that don't. And there are already reports of people that are looking elsewhere, that are looking to move out of the town and move out of the state, frankly.
Because basically the expectation becomes like you have to figure out where to dump your garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and that's not going to lead to any issues at all.
Well, because
oh, no, not at
isn't
all.
There the story of the town, like the libertarian town? I think it was like in Vermont or New Hampshire, but it was a town that decided to go like straight libertarian, like no government at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one picked up the garbage. And guess who decided to make themselves at home in the town because no one was picking up the garbage?
Rats.
Bears.
Conk Island?
Bears.
Oh, bears. Oh. Was this Conk Island or whatever in Key West? I know a similar thing, if not the same, if we're talking about the same thing that happened in Key West, where the residents were all set in motion. We're gonna be our own country. We're going to be our own thing. They were going to do this. Garbage and picked up next day. Oh, we're back. We're back.
So that
was
in Florida. I don't know about this one. This one was, it was somewhere where there's bears were, like there's forests and stuff like that. And it was, but it was like, you know, it was a experiment as far as like when you don't have, like you forget how much the government actually does.
Right.
All right. Well, with a couple minutes that we have left, what is the weirdest story that you think came down this week, James?
That was, again, tough in 2023 to find. But Dolly Parton, who I will take any moment to talk about, over 1,000 fans in a small town of Listowel, Ireland, just set a world record this past week for the largest gathering of people dressed as Dolly Parton, with more than 1,100 dollies showed up. There is a great video of them all singing to 9 to 5. If you need a palate cleanser, it is a perfect palate cleanser.
Please send us that clip so we can put it in today's show notes, because I did not hear that. And I would love to know how many push-up bras were bought in order to dress up as Dolly. I feel like you need the wig, you need a push-up bra.
The nails.
You gotta have the nails. You gotta have the nails. The nails. Gotta have the nails.
And, that's fantastic.
There is a guy in Wisconsin that made the news for making friends with a fish. I encourage people to look into that one, too. The small mouth bath is named Elvis. There's some good video of that, too.
Is it a wild fish?
Yeah. It's just him snorkeling in the lakes and came across this fish that just visits him all the time. It's a crawfish.
That's so funny. We had
He feeds a crawfish.
Earlier this week, we had a mermaid performer who literally her job is that she performs as a mermaid, Mermaid Echo. And there's one of her their most viral videos on TikTok is when they're performing at Discovery World. And a little bass comes up and just gives her kind of like a little kiss.
Oh, cool.
And she very gently goes, oh, and then it goes away. And I was like, I would freak out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, James Mailoff will still be here. And we will do a little bit of a head-to-head quiz with you versus Jane. Let's see who paid attention to the news. And one of the questions we've already talked about, so that's going to be a gimme. But our guest is James Mailoff from WFHR. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So much to say, so much to say, so much to say, so much to say. So much to say, so much to say, so much to say, so much to say. So much to say.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 64. Mostly sunny on your Saturday, we'll see a high of 86. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, 62 the low. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 87. For Monday, sunny with a high around 91.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking to James Maloff from WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids as our Civic Media Crossover Friday guest. And this is the time of the week. Last week, Pat had to do this on his own, Pat Kreitlow, because Jane was out. And so, but how we typically do this is I have seven questions. Some are national news, some are Wisconsin news. And we go back and forth for the first six, and it's multiple choice. And then the last one, whoever answers fastest. We don't really keep track of who wins, but you know.
Yeah.
Ultimately, there is a winner.
Critically but, important, James.
It's crucial. We're keeping track, and it's bonuses are dependent on this. As I've already cleared this by stage. And all right, so since James, you are the guest, would you like to go first or second?
Second, ladies first.
All right.
That's lovely of you. Thank you.
Jane.
Yes.
UBS said which skyrocketing trend is costing Americans nearly $400 million in hospital bills? Is it A, pickleball, B, working from home, C, TikTok addictions, D, McDonald's Grimace Shake?
I know this. It is pickleball.
It is pickleball. Ding, ding, ding. Jane has won. $400 million. I actually do have a friend who's in her early 40s, tore her Achilles.
Seriously.
Playing pickleball, and she goes, I heard it just pop, and she and I was like, what? How does that happen? But yeah, be careful out there, you pickleball lovers. All right, Jane has one. James, which of these is not a promotional stunt for the upcoming Barbie movie? Is it A, an Airbnb stay at a Malibu dream house, B, a hot pink Tesla Model 3, C, a Barbie-themed Xbox console, or D, a life-size Barbie shoe replicas?
I think it's B.
Ding, ding, ding. You were right. Ah. All of those other three. So there is no hot pink Tesla model, but all of those other things are different marketing strategies that the movie is playing to pump up this. My most anticipated movie for this year.
I think you're excited.
I think it's going to be such a social commentary. I think it's going to be great.
I'm a big fan of Margot Robbie. I love her work. I want to see it just for that. But I cheated on that one. I knew that Elon's team could not come up with something that good. So there's no way that that would have been him.
That's not cheating. That's just deductive reasoning.
Exactly.
All right, Jane, here's a Wisconsin question for you.
Okay.
A new Marquette Law School poll came out this week. Which elected official jumped to 11 points to a 57% approval rating? Is it Ron Johnson, Tammy Baldwin, Tony Evers, or Robin Voss?
It is our Oplander. It's Governor Evers.
It is. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
That is we didn't talk much about the poll because I feel like we have all of 2024 to talk about polls. But I did want to get that in there that he is pretty high approval rating right now. So does that make a difference to some of the legislation that is going to get passed? Probably not, but that's okay. Moving on. James, number four, also a Wisconsin question. Both chambers of the legislature passed the Republican budget this week, and it is now headed to Tony Evers' desk, where he will either sign it, line item the veto the heck out of it, or veto it altogether. If Governor Evers signs it as is, approximately how much will the 66 Wisconsinites who make over $30 million a year get back in taxes every year? $100,000, $250,000, $400,000, or $650,000?
I believe it's D.
It is. It is D.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
I wish it wasn't, but yeah.
Those 66 people.
Well, they well, need...
What I would do with 1 year's salary of $650,000. Right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, but that fourth chalet isn't going to buy itself.
Thank you, Jane. You know, yachts don't take care of themselves,
exactly.
Everybody. I mean, it's... And you know how hard it is to have a yacht in Wisconsin? It's not easy. And it's not an easy upkeep.
You got to have a crew, and I mean, there's expenses there. They have uniforms. Come on.
Come on,
uniforms.
People.
Come on.
Got to get them new training every year. All
right. Right,
it is tied up. It is 2-2. Going into the last round. All right, Jane, Costco is taking what step to counteract a recent dip in profits? Is it A, cracking down on membership sharing? B, restarting its mortgage program? C, offering exclusive samples for Costco influencers? D, hiking the price of hot dogs?
It is A.
It is A. Because don't touch the hot dogs.
No, never.
Never touch the price of the
hot dogs.
Dog.
Nope.
But yes, Costco is cracking down on membership sharing, just like Netflix. All right. Mm. Well, we already know that you're going to get this one right because you've already made a joke about it, James. But, James, who is replacing Pat Sajak as the host of Wheel of Fortune? Vanna White, Whoopi Goldberg, James Corden, or Ryan Seacrest?
That would be Mr. Seacrest because he needed another job.
He needed another job.
That poor guy.
I know.
Who has more jobs, Ryan Seacrest or Michael Strahan?
Or Steve Harvey. Or
does Steve Harvey do multiple shows too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He's got a judge show. He's got a couple of,
oh, gosh. All right. So it's tied up. So this is the first time I think we're going into this, the speed round or the who can answer fastest round, where it is actually the tiebreaker.
Okay.
So it's basically whoever answers first.
Okay.
It's very, you know, objective.
Yeah.
A new GOP bill wants to grant automatic admission to the UW system for the top blank percent of Wisconsin high school grads.
5%.
Boom.
Yeah.
I know you knew it. I know you knew it, James.
Oh,
you just didn't say it fast
enough. You're good, James. You are good. All credit to you. Nicely done.
That was a strong performance. Everyone got all of them right.
You did all right.
Good job, James. All right. So with a couple minutes we have left, tell people more about what they can expect from Midday Magazine, from the sports show, from the morning show.
First, I'd like to plug our new Sunrise show, our morning show on WIRI 105.5. We're there from 7 to 8. It's our brand new show that we just kicked off a couple of weeks ago. The listeners have been really fun and supportive about it. We've been having a lot of fun with that. We're trying to name our WIRI chicken right now. We're taking chicken names for that.
Is there an actual chicken?
Yeah, our logo has a chicken on it. We've never named it, so we're going to name the chicken there.
Nice.
Our morning shows, whether it's that one or this one, we really approach in a positive light. We try to be a break from kind of the other noise out there and just give you a good ease into the day. The Midday Magazine is a really fun show where we bring on for an hour two different guests, different topics, and discuss local things, local events, and sometimes statewide events and that.
That's awesome.
They're really fun shows. We really enjoy not only getting to do these shows, but getting to do them here and to represent this area.
Absolutely.
For the chicken names, James, anyone suggested Beaky McBeak yet or anything like that?
No, we haven't gotten that one. We've gotten a couple of, we haven't gotten any R-rated ones. We've gotten some PG ones. I've been very impressed by the maturity of our audience. I'm also a little disappointed, but yeah.
I'm going to put in Gertrude.
Oh, Gertrude
the chicken,
good.
Right?
I like that.
All right, James Maloff, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Listen to him on WFHR every day. And we'll see you when I'm in Rapids visiting the Rents.
Yep, you got to come by.
All right, have a great weekend, friend.
You too.
All right, we're breaking for the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Peggy Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.